930 WFMD Business Update.
It is the Business Update brought to you by this hour, by Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning. And we turn to our man, Chris Murray, president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of Your Financial Editor, which actually airs tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here on WFMD. Chris, we'll get into the show in a moment. Good morning to you. The markets closed in the black yesterday.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. We were 3 for 3 yesterday. Nothing really big. We saw the Dow and the S&P both up 19 points yesterday. The NASDAQ up 108 points, about 0.75%. So that was the obvious winner on the day. And we see that our futures are up just a little bit this morning. Things are positive in Europe. Ended the week mixed in the Asian markets last night.
All right, Chris, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Inflation continues to climb in May as prices rose 5% over last year. I mean, we're in really dangerous territory. All the spending is finally catching up to us. We're paying more for everything. Gas prices are out of control. The price to build a home is out of control. I mean, heck, you name one thing that you like, I can tell you it's probably gone up in price. This is insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You just look at commodities in general. So for folks maybe that aren't used to trying to process inflation and what it actually means, or if they don't have a whole lot of interest, which I wouldn't blame them. But, you know, you just look at commodities, things that, you know, whether it's, food or energy sources or materials like materials, minerals, things of that nature. The commodities are just going through the roof. You mentioned, you know, to buy a home. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars in additional lumber costs because of inflationary pressures. And we did hear from the Labor Department yesterday, and they said that, you know, we saw prices increase the fastest annual rate in nearly 13 years. And when you take out what they call or exclude food and energy and look at the core consumer price index, it was up the most since June of 1992. So for the people that are playing this down or saying it's transitory or whatever they may be, you know, word game they're playing, it's real for people right now. They're experiencing it. Again, whether you're preparing a meal or you're buying a meal out or you're filling your gas tank or diesel fuel, whatever it may be, it's costing you more.
Yeah, but we're more concerned about Black Lives Matter, not like all lives matter, Chris, but we're more concerned about being offended and canceling people and making sure that we're politically correct at every turn. But our economy's sinking. And you know what? It's a big machine that works to craft these narratives to take the real focus off of things like inflation. I mean, how bad does this get, Chris? If you had a crystal ball and had to look into the future, say, in 6 months, are we going to see the likes of what we saw in 2008?
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that they're trying to make other shiny objects catch your attention. It's very similar, though not as devastating, like the border. Like, nothing's going on down there, even though we know that, you know, people literally are flooding into the country. They don't even try to hide it. They do it in the middle of the day with cameras on them. And then, of course, the terrible part of that also is the fentanyl that's coming from China. I don't know how many people that's going to kill, but I think they're getting to the point where, like, now they're saying they're going to the border, and they didn't say when. And I think inflation, you know, and these other real big problems are going to get pushed to the forefront. Some folks, you know, are really getting upset about these issues.
Absolutely, Chris. Let's take a look at your show tomorrow. Your financial editor at 1 o'clock right here on WFMD. You must listen to Chris's show if you have not already. You could go back and listen to previous episodes at WFMD.com. Chris, what do you have in store for us tomorrow?
As normal, we'll recap some of these top stories in a little more detail, drill down, and then I'll be speaking with a professor about the importance of capitalism and how it's literally risen, you know, countries and populations out of poverty, and how it all works and why it's important. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to listening to it. What are you watching for us today?
Today we have the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Report and the Baker Hughes Rig Count Oil's, you know, depending on what you're looking at, Brent, for example, is $72.65 a barrel. So we're seeing numbers we haven't seen in quite some time.
Awesome. Chris, let's do it again next hour. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Chris Murray is the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick. And his appearance this hour brought to you by Holtzapfel Heating and Air Conditioning.